This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN, where we talk about the happenings at the Loudoun District Library. Normally, we're joined by our good friend Chelsea Payton, but today, we actually have a special guest, someone that Chelsea was talking about last week towards the tail end of her report. Jeanette Wyden is here, and we've had Jeanette on the show in the past, but Jeanette is talking about something very... Chelsea was so excited about this. Yeah. She was fired up about this thing, but you have a presentation coming up, which... We were kind of talking off the air. This is for the Forensic Files audience, the people who's into like murders and history and stuff. But we don't want to scare people off. But this is a fascinating case. Jeanette, you've got a pile of notes. Tell people what's happening.
You can come to the library and hear about the life of John Elguire. And I am going to dive into a complicated case using genealogy research to solve this complex case where it doesn't look like two individuals are the same person, but through genealogy research, you can prove that they are. Mm. So John Elguire was here in Grand Haven back in 1880 and 81.
Okay.
He didn't get along with his mother very well, and they had a volatile relationship. He ended up actually murdering his mother and her husband, so his stepfather.
Oh.
That happened on May 4, 1881. Of course, John, he went right to the police, confessed, there was a trial, but he was found not guilty. And he disappears from Grand Haven.
Now, do we cover why he's not found guilty? Do we cover that?
You know, they don't really allude to it in the newspaper, and those are the only sources that I have.
Mm, okay.
I know.
Okay. All right. So he's found not guilty.
He is found not guilty and disappears.
Okay.
So then there's this other man named John Elguire who pops up out west, and he is a professor. He is lecturing on the phrenology. Do you know what that is?
No.
So phrenology is the study of the bumps on your head.
Oh.
So back in the day, they used to believe they could touch your head and feel the bumps and predict your personality and your future.
By the bumps on your head?
By the bumps on your head. He used to be able to predict, or so he said, predict who your best mate would be.
Oh.
He would find your spouse by the bumps on your head.
Oh, my goodness.
He was all over the newspaper. He traveled out west.
Okay.
He was this very renowned scientist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using that in quotes.
Yes. And the long pronunciation of iantist. Yes.
Yes.
All right.
So then he got a degree, a medical degree, in 1888. He went to a very shady college, and he basically purchased a degree.
Gotcha.
But he started practicing out in Idaho. He got married again and settled down, and he's practicing for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1907, he had a little problem.
Yeah.
He ended up having a patient die under his care.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest event for him.
Yeah.
There was an inquest, but again, they found that he was not guilty of any malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
But not long after that, in the next year, mysteriously, his office, which he was sleeping in, exploded in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
A giant explosion.
Yeah.
Destroying the building, catching on fire, blowing the front wall off of the building, and sending him into the street.
Keep in mind, this is 120 years ago, so this is pretty high-powered stuff.
Yeah, this is 1908.
Okay.
He had, of course, serious burns all over his body and ended up dying 2 days later.
Okay.
Through the inquest, they never really came to the conclusion of what caused the explosion, but they had a theory that it was... He did treatments with this hot air bath treatment that used gasoline and oxygen, and they believed that there was an explosion.
An accident, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. However, some people thought that the patient that he killed, the brother of the patient, came and caused the explosion.
Okay.
So lots of theories out there.
There's a lot of stuff happening in this presentation.
There is. And we really dive into what is exhaustive research for genealogy. This is kind of a pairing of my two worlds, which is love of true crime, but also genealogy research.
Okay.
So how do you figure out, looking at all of these records, that these two guys who are not connected in any records are the same person? And I go into a lot of detail about that.
Okay. Two things. Number one, keep in mind, and just for our younger listeners, this is back in a time when this was a lot easier to escape and do things because there was no social, there was no technical. You could just pack up and go.
Correct. Okay. No one asked for a birth certificate, any of that kind of information.
So, because I don't want you to give away here because I want people to come out, but at some point in this thing, do you explain how the connection is made?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Because we don't want to give that away.
No, we don't.
No, you don't want to give that away.
So this program is really is good for people who are into genealogy and people who love true crime.
Okay, so there you go. Well, I you've got me hooked because this is it's a very fascinating tale. Because again, it happened in a time it could not happen again.
Correct.
It's just, it would be very, very, very
impossible.
Very interesting. For your presentation, do you have like slides and things? And
yes.
Oh boy.
I even have a photo of him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. And again, this event is going to be Tuesday evening at the Loudoun District Library, the 25th of March. And it's free. People can just come out and see it. And where is it going to be in the library?
It'll be in the lower level in Program Room A.
The lower level in Program Room
at 6:30.
Okay. How much time did you put in on this? Because, I mean, you're spitting these facts off like it's nothing. But how much time did you really put in?
Years. Yeah.
Years.
So he originally was part of our Lake Forest Cemetery Wicked Tour.
And I remember that.
Yep. He became kind of an obsession of mine.
Yeah.
And I wanted to find out more. And I just kept digging over the years. Yeah. I have written genealogical papers on him, like tons and tons and tons of research I have put into just this person.
Okay. Without giving it away, did you in your process here have an aha moment in this? There had to be like a moment when like you put some pieces of information together and you went, oh, wow.
Because of all the missing records, there's no giant aha moment in this one.
Yeah.
I've had them in other cases and other research for sure. But this one is really hard and just kind of coming to this conclusion of this is the only possible answer.
Okay. So now, just I'm following the story here. So he dies in a fire out west.
Yeah.
But he's buried here?
No.
Oh.
His mother and her husband are buried here. That's how we get it into the Lake Forest Cemetery tour.
Do we know where he's buried?
He is buried out in Idaho. Oh, I think it's St. Charles.
Okay.
He was in St. Charles and Pocatello. I think it's St. Charles.
St. Charles. Okay. All right. Well, if you're into like forensic files and true crime, murder investigations, and this is local history too, because these are people from here, you know.
They are.
This is going to be a very exciting event at 6:30 on Tuesday, March 25th at the Loudoun District Library. Jeanette, if people want to learn more about this or anything else that's going on over there at the LDL, where's the best place to get that info?
The Loudoun District Library's website, loudounlibrary.org.
This is Beyond the Book. I'm Jesse Bruce, and you're listening to 92.1 WGHN.